Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday night. It is 10:30, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond. And tonight, I'm going to talk about the three WWE Network special events that are coming up over the next several weeks. You've got Hell in a Cell coming up this weekend, then on October 6th, excuse me, you've got WWE Super Showdown, and then on October 28th, you've got Evolution. Now, I'm all for brand expansion, and I'm all for getting exposure, but I'm not sure that WWE isn't overdoing it just a bit with three network specials in just over a month's time. I think, first of all, for all the hype that they've given to Evolution, they really haven't announced hardly any matches. I think two matches have been announced. Alexa Bliss versus Nikki Bella, and Trish Stratus or Mickie James versus Lita. I think that's all that's been announced officially. And they wonder why their ticket sales for that event are so small, because they've only officially announced the two matches, and I'm sorry, as great as those two matches are going to be, I think they should turn that into a tag team match, and then they may. They may very well turn that into a tag team match. But as things stand right now, those are two matches that obviously aren't selling tickets the way WWE hoped they would. And that's a problem, because this is supposed to be a historic event, and they're struggling to sell tickets. But let's talk about something that's coming up a little bit sooner, and that's Hell in a Cell. I also have an issue with Hell in a Cell. Now, last year, they had Sasha Banks versus Bayley in the first ever women's Hell in a Cell match. Of course, you fast forward a year later, Sasha Banks and Bayley are best friends again, and they are teaming together. Personally, I think, or was it Sasha and Charlotte in Hell in a Cell last year? Anyway, I think they are missing a huge opportunity if they don't have a women's Hell in a Cell match this year. especially with Evolution about 6 weeks away. They need to do something to push the women's division, and a mixed tag team match is not the way to do it. Charlotte versus Becky would be the obvious choice. That is a feud that has gotten super hot, super fast, and honestly, it needs a big match like Hell in a Cell to contain what to contain the hatred that those two have for each other right now. Also, at Hell in a Cell this past Monday, it was announced that Mick Foley is going to be the special guest referee for Braun Strowman versus Roman Reigns. Now, I could see Braun Strowman, or I could see Mick Foley somehow screwing Braun Strowman out of the championship, because we all know that Mick Foley is not a corporate stooge and never will be. So he's not going to help. I don't see him helping Braun Strowman in any way. So I could definitely see him screwing Braun Strowman and helping Roman Reigns get the pin, which won't do any favors for Roman Reigns' character. They won't. I don't think at this point they can do anything except turn him heel. What they could do is they could have Foley help. They could have Foley help Roman and Stephanie come out, and or Stephanie and or Triple H come out and make Roman the new corporate stooge, much like they did with Seth Rollins about 4 years ago. I think that would work. That would get Roman over as a heel. That would be the perfect way to turn him. And the fans are already reacting to him as if he's a heel, so why not just go ahead and turn him? I get that he's supposedly the biggest merch seller in the company, but that's not always a good thing, I don't think. So I think they should just go ahead, have Roman turn. I know he can cut a good heel promo. I've seen it in FCW. And I just think that it's time for them to realize that what they want is not what's happening. Because they screwed that up when Roman Reigns won the Royal Rumble when it should have been Daniel Bryan. I think that's when they really screwed Roman's character. if they would have just had Daniel Bryan win the Royal Rumble. And go on to WrestleMania. That would have been, I honestly think Roman would be exactly where they want him right now. I think he could be a top babyface. But WWE Creative completely screwed it up. Now let's talk about Super Showdown. And I'm only touching on a couple of matches from each event because, well, that's all I really know. Well, the only one I know for Super Showdown for sure is The Undertaker versus Triple H, last time ever. Now, what I think is going to happen there is Shawn Michaels is going to somehow be named special guest referee. He's going to screw The Undertaker. Triple H is going to win. Shawn and Triple H are going to double team The Undertaker. Kane is going to come out fully healed from his ankle injury. He's going to save his brother. And then in Saudi Arabia on November 2nd, and this is what I think is going to happen, and this is what I hope is going to happen, we're going to get D-Generation X versus the Brothers of Destruction in Saudi Arabia. That's what I hope is going to happen. That's what I think is going to happen. So it's probably not going to happen because WWE hardly ever does what anybody thinks should happen. So, but I am 99.9% certain we are getting Shawn Michaels in at least one more match, and that match will involve The Undertaker in some way, shape, or form. And I don't believe it's going to be a singles match. But I could be wrong. Lord knows I've been wrong in the past. I could be spot on and they could find some way to mess it up. But you know what? That's enough speculation from me for tonight. I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow night on the show, but Friday night, Brian Trammell of the Shooting the Shiznit podcast will be on the show, and we will be discussing All In and StarCast one more time. So, have a good night, everybody.